Stronny.
Well, it is my great pleasure to welcome paediatrician Dr. Dave McDonald to the studios of Triple M to go through our 2018 Give Me Five for Kids wish list. Good morning, David. Thanks for coming in.
Good, mate. How are you?
Terrific. It's our favourite time of the year, Give Me Five for Kids.
Huge. It's huge for us, Stronny, because what this does is just allows us to get the right equipment at the right time for the kids, and it's just so generous of the community, and it raises morale amongst all the staff, and it's just a legendary thing you guys do. We're very grateful.
Now, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday. We had, again, our community on the Mid-North Coast really comes together. We had the amazing experience of someone winning a Peewee 50 Yamaha motorbike worth about $2,000 in a promotion. And they actually gave it to us, David, to auction for Give Me Five.
People are amazing. And that's one of the great things about radio too, Strawny, is the connection thing. You know, you can still have your life. You can be working in the garden. You can be driving the car. And you're still connected to this fantastic community and entertained as well.
Yeah, David and Maxine Cavell, we just cannot thank them enough. It's just amazing what everybody does. Now, the way this works, and I think the people love it, and it has so much respect, David, because a lot of charity work that gets done these days, we know people have got to earn a living, but sometimes not even 50 cents in the dollar makes it to the intended recipients. With Give Me Five, every dollar you donate gets to the intended people, and wherever it's raised, if it's in Maxville, it stays in Maxville. If it's in Moorhope, it stays in Moorhope. If it's in Port, it stays in Port. And if it's in Kempsey, it stays in Kempsey. And that money, of course, doesn't go through New South Wales Health either. We just go and buy the gear.
That's the best part, Strawny. And even if it's part-funded, if you go through the system, you might wait for 2 or 3 years and you're competing with every single hospital in the state.
Yep.
Whereas what you guys do is you say, you guys need equipment. This is the equipment. It goes to where the money's raised. And this year's wish list is absolutely fabulous for all those communities. And it's really nicely pitched.
All right, let's go through it, David, because some of these words I can't even pronounce.
don't forget, Strawny, that all the doctors, you know, are all the nerds at school. Yeah. You know, the ones that spend lunchtime in the library?
All right, mate.
That's what we're doing.
All right, here is our wish list. Let's start off where you are at the port base.
Yep. So the first thing is this what's called a cardiotocograph. What it is, it goes on the mother's tummy and it monitors the baby's heart rate. And the particular one that we're getting also monitors the mother's health as well. But the great thing about it is it's portable, because we've actually got a slight, and this happens in hospitals sometimes, a slight gap between when you leave the birthing unit at one end of the hospital and get to theatres at the other end of the hospital.
Yes.
We don't have a portable monitor. Well, this is going to fix that long corridor thing, battery operated, and it's a brilliant bit of gear, and we're really looking forward to having it. I'll get lots and lots of use for that critical moment of urgencies up the corridor. We really need to have the baby and the mother monitored to the best of our ability.
Okay. Yep. How much is one of those worth?
$31,000.
$31,000.
Look, that's the problem with medical equipment.
Yeah, and we understand
that. Generous, that's expensive.
All right. Priority number two?
The vein illuminator. That's just for those tiny little premature babies. It's a special cold light that lights up the veins, so it makes it, in those tiny, sick little premature babies, where we're talking about micromillimetres to achieve intravenous access, which is life-saving, that helps us to do that. It's a great little bit of gear.
Okay. Now to Kempsey District Hospital, what do we need for our friends on the Mighty Metro?
The magnifying headlamp is really crucial, particularly for premature babies. You know, sometimes they can be as small as 500 or 600 grams.
Yep.
And even if you're wearing your best glasses, sometimes you can't see. And so that's just a way of making sure that we're able to see those difficult-to-find veins. The physiotherapy, that's a fantastic bit of gear. We're looking at about 2,500. The physiotherapy is for those kids that have cerebral palsy or other disabilities, and we have this fantastically good physiotherapy service up there, and that's going to make a big deal. And also, what's very interesting, it's only a relatively cheap bit of gear, the camera. We now know that we can tell with very young babies if they might have cerebral palsy by looking at their movements. This Austrian neurologist called Prechtl did these movements, and it's a very simple thing, and interpreting them is very challenging. But if we take the videos here, we can send them down to the people that do the interpretation down in Sydney and Newcastle and get an answer much before we used to be able to about diagnosing cerebral palsy.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing. And the maternity, once again, the fetal monitor and the sensory tools and all that sort of stuff, they're essential. They're, even though this is a give me five for kids, of course, all kids start as babies. And so that's a great bit of gear as well.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so our total there's about 24,000 yep. for Kempsey. And also, let's have a look at Wauchope.
Yep.
What do they need in at Wauchope District Memorial Hospital?
We do some work out there at Wauchope. It's to do with grip balls, swerve balls, jumping balls. It's just a way that kids that are recovering from an injury or need some early intervention can have access to some of that gear as well. And that's essential for the physiotherapist to do their the tools of their trade.
Sure.
Basically, yep.
That's about $1,000. Yep. And then we go to Maxville. They need a piece of machinery that's not cheap.
Yes. Now, this is a fantastic example as to why Give Me Five for Kids is a great setup. An ultrasound is almost like the modern stethoscope now. It's perfect for kids because you can use the ultrasound beams to diagnose heart problems or if they've been traumatised in a car accident or if they've got appendicitis. But unlike modern stethoscopes, they're $50,000 each. And so a hospital like Maxville is going to have a lot of trouble convincing New South Wales Health for $50,000.
Yep.
But they can do it maybe if it's half the price. And if half the price is balanced by the Give Me Five for Kids, hey presto, they've got this equipment. And don't forget that your sickest kids will turn up to your local emergency. And so it's going to be a great bit of gear for the people up there. They do a wonderful job up there in Maxwell.
They sure do. And we have a lovely presentation each year when we hand over the cheque. And they're the most generous people. The gentleman last year, David, got me two tickets to the Melbourne Cup and some money for airfares. Like, just out of the blue.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
I think it's a great, great community. And I think all the Mid-North Coast communities...
Yep, they're fantastic.
They value their kids. They realise that, you know, the adults have their stuff, but kids are vulnerable and precious, and they're very generously supporting that.
For sure. Yeah. All right. Just quick adding up, it's about $75,000 is our target this year. It's a big ask.
It's a big ask.
But I think we're up for it. And again, David, when you look at those 5 cent pieces, this is what underpins the whole lot of it. They're pretty much useless for anything. But if you just keep grabbing them and whacking them in one spot, and then bringing them to us together, I mean, with the population we've got here, if we've got a couple of dollars worth of 5 cent pieces off everybody, we're going to absolutely smash this.
Oh, absolutely, Strawny. And thanks for the great support we get from Triple M, and we love your radio program, by the way. It's absolutely
good. That's you and my mum. That's good. Good on you, David. And
good
again,
you,
we're in awe of what you do. It's can't be a job. We look at the passion that you speak about it, and the staff at all our hospitals too. It's more than a job. It's real people that live and breathe in the community that are looking after kids in our community, and that's why it's so easy to harness support. Good on you, David.
Good on you, Ronnie.
We'll see you out in the Surf Champion.
Have you got any? No more dropping in though.
No
more dropping in.
I cut it out. I didn't see you. Dr. David McDonald, Give Me Five for Kids. We're underway. We're bowling tomorrow. Look out. If you want a great afternoon, David, we're arriving in the big red car. Chugga, chugga, chugga. We'll have the Wiggles playing. It's a Wiggles theme tomorrow, and the Triple M truck is red. So you'll hear us and you'll see us coming.
I'll keep an eye for it. Go on, you're strawny. Give Me Five for Kids.